ask Lisa Fryman what the new Institute for Contemporary Art will look like, and she laughs. Fryman is the museum's first director.
It's difficult to describe it without seeing images because it's like a sculpture in the round, and it's not a shape or a form that you've ever seen before in your life.
The steel, glass, and concrete structure is 41,000 square feet and stands gleaming at one of Richmond's busiest intersections.
It's comprised of four galleries, a 240-seat auditorium, a bar, an outdoor garden area referred to as the Thinking Field, and a beautiful terrace that overlooks the city.
Unlike the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, the ICA will focus solely on the art of today and will have constantly rotating exhibits rather than a permanent collection.
One of the things that the ICA will do is bring more positive attention to this region as a progressive region that is engaging with the wealth of art and culture that is being produced across the world.
The ICA has been years in the making. It opens April 21st. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.